But they had electricity like out in the country.
No, when we lived on, we moved up here, they didn't have it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's down there. I had it down there. I put it down there mm-hmm. after we moved up here.
Mm-hmm. Because I
had some of my children lived on the farm
yeah,
down there.
Yeah, yeah.
And I put electricity down there, or had it put down there to just to accommodate them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then it's good to have on a farm anyway
yeah. mm-hmm.
for a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But when we lived down there, we didn't have it. We had refrigerators, but they run by some kind of a motor.
Oh. Yeah.
We had a refrigerator down there, mm-hmm. but it is powered by. I don't know, kerosene, I believe, or something.
Oh, it was. I didn't know that. On the outside of a house, when they have those overlapping boards, what would they call those?
Drop siding.
Was that what they called that? It was the, I don't know, it was. But you know, you've seen houses where the boards on the outside overlap each other.
Well, that's, that there is. I guess it would be,
A weather board? Have you ever heard of weather board?
Yeah, weather boarding or siding, drop
mm-hmm.
siding.
Mm-hmm.
You put that over, let it lap so the water won't flow in your house. Now, I've got it on my house.
Oh, you do?
I've got I first built it and put 6-inch siding on it.
Uh-huh.
And it didn't hold paint good, and I took it off and put this high-priced stuff on there. It come high.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 12-inch mm-hmm. drop siding. And when it ain't got a knot in it.
Oh.
And it you can paint it, and it's
yeah.
paint will stick.
Yeah.
But I don't know, there's box houses, there's drop siding houses. I always call it drop siding.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Well, that's the proper name for it, you know.
Well, that's the question. Now, what about, what do you call the covering of the house? You call that
the covering, that'd be the
on
roof?
The top. Yeah.
Roof?
Yeah, yeah. Now, the little things along the edge of the roof that, to little metal along the edge of the roof to draw the rain off?
I'd call that the eave, I guess.
Oh, yeah. And now, what would you have like out on the farm? What kinds of little buildings would you have besides the house out around you'd have?
Well, I had a barn. I had a big barn.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept my hay in that, baled hay, and what I didn't stack out. And,
mm-hmm.
and then I'd keep cattle in there where I wanted, had some that needed to be in that they'd not be out in the weather.
Mm-hmm.
But most generally, I'd just let my cattle go because they'd rather be out most of the time anyway. But anyway, I'd have granary. I'd have a place to put my grain and
mm-hmm.
feed, cottonseed meal. I fed cattle, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was a feed house
mm-hmm.
together. And when I'd raise wheat, I never made a lot of wheat crops, a few.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd store wheat in there.
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm.
And oats. But really, I just made hay out of it mostly.
Mm-hmm. What about, do you have a place for corn?
They call that a crib.
Oh, they call that a crib.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, what about, did they have indoor plumbing?
Plumbing?
Yeah, did you have indoor plumbing, or did they have
No, you mean back in
yeah.
the house? No.
Yeah, no.
No, it was just a house.
Uh-huh.
And have your outhouse to out.
They call that outhouse.
Yeah.
The outdoor toilet, they call
yeah,
it.
Yeah, call it the toilet. Or,
uh-huh.
There's two or three names for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, now in the barn, the upper part of the barn, what would you call that?
Upper part of the barn.
Uh-huh. Where you'd store your hay.
Well, that'd be we'd call that in the loft.
Oh.
Barn loft.
Uh-huh.
I don't know whether that's a proper name for it or not, but that's what we'd call it.
Mm-hmm.